Welcome to Building a Life of Prayer with Pastor David Beatty of River Oaks Community Church, taking you through the prayers of the Bible so that you can grow in your confidence and enjoyment of prayer.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about building our prayer lives. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 6 today, verses 10 through 20. This is the passage in which the Apostle Paul teaches us about spiritual warfare. I'll begin reading in verse 10 of Ephesians 6. Paul writes, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak." So Paul calls believers, first of all, to be strong, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the Lord, in the strength of his might. He explains that we do this by putting on the whole armor of God. Then he goes on to describe the spiritual armor. He says the reason we must do this is that we live in the midst of a spiritual battle. We're wrestling, but not against flesh and blood. We're wrestling against spiritual forces of evil, cosmic powers over this present darkness, he says. Therefore, we must take the whole armor of God if we are to withstand in the evil day. And the evil day is any day when we are confronted with the evil, the schemes, or the deceits, the assaults, the attacks of Satan. Now, Paul lists the pieces of armor here, and as we've noted, each one is in some way related to God's word, but he closes the passage with an emphasis on prayer. In other words, without an active life of prayer, we are not taking the whole armor of God. He says we're to be praying at all times in the Spirit, that is, in the Holy Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. Supplication refers to making requests, often making requests for others. He goes on to say that we're to keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Paul notes the great need for perseverance if prayer is to be effective, especially when you're praying for the saints. That is, you're praying for other people. Don't give up when you don't see immediate change in people in response to your prayers. Effective prayer requires perseverance. And then finally, he calls us to pray for those who spread the gospel. In this passage, he calls the Christians at Ephesus to pray for him, to pray for Paul to speak boldly as he ought to speak. God gives us spiritual armor to stand so we won't fall prey to Satan's schemes. And prayer is a vital part of that armor. By our lives of prayer, not only can we strengthen other believers, but we can pray for the spread of the gospel, both here where we are and around the world, because prayer is partnership in God's work.